News gathering service.
Brittany! Xtina! What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy and sets you free. Mariah! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
The Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
The time is 6:03, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Also online at citr.ca. This is Uncommon Practice. Welcome, everyone. I'm Neboisha Matsura, and I'll be your host for the next 90 minutes or so as we listen to some classical music written in the past, 100 years. We started out the program tonight with some music from Béla Bartók, who, in addition to being a composer, was also a sort of early ethnomusicologist. He collected lots of folk music from far-flung villages in Central and Southeastern Europe, and also made a few trips to North Africa. A lot of his music shows influences of these various folk tunes, and the work that we just heard is one of his three village scenes for orchestra and girls' choir, and that was based on some Slovak folk tunes. Moving on now, here is a selection from a concerto for orchestra by the Hungarian composer Endre Cervánski, who was born in 1911 and died in 1977. This concerto was written sometime in the 1950s, I believe, and it is sort of a memorial to the Hungarian poet Attila József, who is sort of a tragic figure. He suffered from schizophrenia, and he committed suicide while he was in his 30s. Here's the first movement of the concerto in memory of Attila József by Endre Cervánski, performed here by the Hungarian State Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Gyula Nemeth. first movement of the Concerto in Memory of Attila Yozef by Andrzej Serwański. You're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Nebojša Matsura. And right now it's time to take a short break for this public service announcement.
Friends of CITR card is here. Flash your card the next time you buy music at Scratch Records, Red Cat Records, Final Records, Audio Pile, or Beat Street Records and get a sweet discount. The Friends of CITR card is $5 for CITR members and $15 for anyone else. Check out www.citr.ca/friends for a full listing of Friends of businesses. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
All right, coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, we have some chamber music. This is a theme and variations for violin and piano by Olivier Messiaen, who was probably one of the most influential composers and teachers of the 20th century. He taught at the Paris Conservatory for a number of years, and among his distinguished students are Pierre Boulez and Karlheinz Stockhausen, and also Yannis Xenakis. So he was really the teacher to the modernist post-war generation of composers. This work is from relatively early in his career, written in 1933. And here is violinist Scott St. John with pianist... I don't know who the pianist is, but... Here is a theme of variations by Messiaen. Thank you. Theme and Variations for Violin and Piano by Olivier Messiaen. The time is 6:33, and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, also online at citr.ca. As always, I'm your host, Nimboisha Matsura. Well, now let's listen to some choral music from Danish composer Poul Ruders, probably the best-known composer from Denmark, certainly the most high-profile composer on the international scene. Here are two motets performed by the Ars Nova Ensemble of Copenhagen under the direction of Bo Holten.
Thank you.
Those were two motets by Danish composer Poul Reuters. The time is 6:48, and this is Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Nebo Shimatsura, and I'll be with you until 7:30 tonight, playing some classical music from, well, mostly the 20th century tonight. Right now, let's take a look at local weather. Currently at the Vancouver airport, it's cloudy with light rain. The temperature is 7 degrees, and the wind is out of the east at 15 kilometers per hour. We are under a rainfall warning for tonight. The forecast calls for periods of heavy rain with total rainfall amounts of 20 to 40 millimeters. The temperature will be steady overnight, near 7 degrees. Tomorrow, more rain, at times heavy, with a further 15 to 25 millimeters, not centimeters, millimeters. Also becoming windy tomorrow. The high will be 8. Tomorrow night, rain ending near midnight, then cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Also continued windy with a low of plus 3. On Wednesday, we'll see a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 8. On Thursday, we'll see cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers. The low will be plus 2 and the high 6. And on Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a low of plus 1 and a high of 5 degrees. Well, now it's time to listen to some Canadian music. Here is a work from Montreal-based composer Bruce Mather, who taught at McGill University for, quite a few years. He's retired now, but he continues to be active as a composer. Or maybe he's not retired, maybe he's still there, I can't remember. Anyway, here is a work for baritone and chamber ensemble. This is called Travaux de Nuit, written in 1990. And this performance features baritone Michel Ducharme, accompanied by Le Nouvel Ensemble Moderne, directed by Laurent Vaillancourt.
is. Les salles brillantes du palais aux mille icônes. Contre lesquelles s'épuisent les mains griffues des
éviter. Épuisé.
Aucune des yeux de ma
c'est une feuille de jasmin.
Was Travaux de Nuit, a work for baritone soloist and instrumental chamber ensemble by Canadian composer Bruce Mather. The time is 7:08 and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. also online at CITR.ca. I'm Neboi Shimatsura, and I'll be bringing you some more 20th century classical music for the next 20 minutes or so. But right now, it's time to take another short break for this announcement.
CITR podcast update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically, right, or yeah. would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening and please be kind to robots.
Well, in case you didn't catch the gist of that PSA, CITR is podcasting, so you can find all your favorite shows online at CITR.ca/podcast, I think. Well, just go to CITR.ca and follow the link to podcasting. And I think shows are stored there for 4 weeks after the air date. Anyway, now back to some more music here on Uncommon Practice. One of the most neglected instruments in the classical music family has been the viola. That was partially because there simply weren't enough good viola players in the olden days, up until about the early 20th century. So there wasn't very much repertoire for it. But in the past 100 years, the viola has been taken seriously, and now there are lots of virtuoso players out there and lots of music being written for the instrument. Here's a viola concerto from William Thomas McKinley, an American composer who has written 3 concertos for this instrument. This is the 3rd movement of Viola Concerto No. 3. Here is violist Cynthia Phelps and the Krakow Radio Symphony Orchestra performing the third viola concerto by William Thomas McKinley. Thank you. was the third movement of the third viola concerto by William Thomas McKinley. Coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, we're going to listen to some music from a film score by Ennio Morricone, a famous film composer who has written scores for, lots of movies, lots of films by Federico Fellini. I think he's also been active in Hollywood once in a while. These are some selections from his soundtrack to the film The Mission, which was released in 1986, and it stars Robert De Niro and Jeremy Irons and other famous people. And the film is about some Jesuit missionaries in South America in the 18th century. And this is considered to be among Morricone's best scores. And in fact, it's listed as number 23 on the top 100 film scores, according to the American film industry. So here are some selections from The Mission by Ennio Morricone. those were some selections from the soundtrack to the film The Mission. The music written by Ennio Morricone. A very good movie and very good soundtrack, too. Anyway, that's it for this week on Uncommon Practice.